Now, you young females that follows the mode, both beautiful, brown, black, and muddy, you must expect for to reap what you've sowed, for making of pride all your study. These very lines I send to you now, concerning your noddles adorning. Towers and topknots we will not allow, and therefore take this for a warning. Do but consider the women of old, who flourished not in large laces, nor in your glistering silver and gold, but with many more modest graces. But now at length these things are forgot, and women are monstrous wicked. Susan and Joan, they will have a top knot, although they have never a smicket. Every draggle-tailed country girl, when once she comes up to the city, if she can get but a ribbon fal-lal, oh, then she is wondrous pretty. Thus all abode they're willing to seem, whene'er they go trooping together, like a four horse of a country tram, decked up on their flourishing feather. Here we may see what young damsel will do, before they will want of their pleasure. Nancy and Nell of the Billingsgate crew, they'll mortgage their secret treasure. For a top knot, be sure they'll have one to wear on their heads when they're ready. And as they trip it to Islington, ye scarce can know Joan from my lady. Kate the cookmaid is as fine as the rest, behind there is no one shall leave her. She'll have a top knot to wear when she's dressed, or else it would certainly grieve her. Her kitchen staff she often will sell to purchase that ranting attire, and when she wears it, it please her well to think how young men her admire. But as for those that have money to seek, and cannot tell where they shall find it, they their top knots will take up by the week, and pay when the devil is blinded. What need they care if they have their prime, the a la mode fashions of London? Fine hoods and laces with top knots beside, without which, alas, they are undone. Some misses wear as much ribbon atop, in this their most gaudy attire, as if their head was a milliner's shop, and she would have no one pass by her. But what should come and handle her wear, and they having money she'd ease 'em, being dressed up in their topknot and hair, she may be sufficient to please 'em. Seeing this a la mode wear of the town, by Gillian's practice so common, it is high time that it now was laid down by every right honest woman. If that you will but let them alone, oh, then I shall not be offended. Gillian and Dolly will straightways be known from those that are better descended.